Welcome to the PFS Global Support Podcast. Our mission is to provide support, guidance, and coping strategies for thousands upon thousands of men the world over afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. While medical researchers are learning more about this devastating condition in an effort to cure it, we're here to listen to your experiences, share them across borders, and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle this growing epidemic and put an end to it for future generations.
Good morning and welcome to PFS Global Support. This is Adam, and we're going to have yet another story today, another PFS story. This one is from Germany, and it's from a young man whose life has been devastated by finasteride. And this is a particularly heartbreaking story for me to hear because it reminds me so much of my own personal hell that I've gone through in the last 3 years. And I'm going to let George tell his story. So I'm going to bring George onto the line here. George,
hello,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello.
I can hear
good
you.
Good morning. Yes,
I'm just going to let you.
That is good.
I'm just going to let you tell your story. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I will say thanks for having me on your show. I'm glad I have a place to tell my story. I think it's a story that can help other men. I've been through hell because of Propecia and would like to warn anyone about how dangerous this drug can be. So I would like to start by telling you how I was before I started taking Propecia. I had a busy but productive job. I usually spent 9 hours in the office each day. I had so much energy that I would usually spend hours after work in the gym pursuing my other passion, bodybuilding. I would do this 5 days a week, and I loved how it made my body look. Life was very good. I was also in a relationship with a girl since 2004. We had planned to get married in 2013 and start a family. I was very healthy, was never ill, and hadn't taken any medications up to that point in my life. I had never been depressed because I was a real kind of guy that loved life and I was kind to everyone I met. So on the weekends I was always out doing something with my friends. We would often go to the disco and we were always hanging out and having a lot of fun. In July 2012 I was 27 and I went to a dermatologist because I wanted to have his advice for what I could do to protect my hair. I wasn't losing my hair yet. I had a full head of hair, but I wanted to do something to stop future hair loss. Looking back, it was an incredibly stupid idea. So I was expecting that the doctor would give me food and supplements or maybe a new type of shampoo. Surprisingly, he told me the best way to protect your hair was to take Propecia. He told me it can stop hair loss and regrow new hair and even protect my hair. And said if I take Propecia, I will never have a risk of prostate cancer. He told me the side effects were mild, and 2% of men have mild erection problems in the first 4 to 6 weeks. But then they disappear. When I stop taking Propecia, it will disappear after 2 or 3 days. It seemed like a win-win situation. I had nothing to lose. Why not to try it? I had my prescription in the hand and went off to buy Propecia. It was a day I will regret for the rest of my life. I took the Propecia the first time on a Saturday morning. By Monday, while at work, I felt like I was having trouble concentrating. It was weird, and I chalked it up to the fact that I had done too much celebrating on the weekend and had too much to drink, maybe. However, the problem with concentration never went away. After 1 month, I began to feel tired and fatigued all day. I was not able to go to the gym after work because of my tiredness. My girlfriend told me to take a break from the gym for 2 weeks and see if I feel better then. So after 2 months, I began to feel anxious for no reason. I had never felt like that in my entire life. I decided to go to my doctor, who I had been with for years, and he did some blood tests and said everything is fine. He asked me if I had any problems or changes in my life. I told him the only change was the propecia, and I asked him if these problems could come from that. He says, no, propecia is very safe and work only on the hairs and has nothing to do with neurological problems. He says to me, take it easy and not worry. He thinks I'm stressed over time and your problems should go away. So I believed him and trusted him. Why not? He had been my doctor for 50 years. So during month 4, I felt very depressed for no reason. But I haven't told anyone about this. I didn't want to see a psychiatrist because I had never needed one before. After my fifth month on the drug, I began to cut out the weekends with my best friends because of this depression. I stayed at home now and I wasn't back to the gym for 4 months now. The last time I had missed that much time for the gym was in 2004. I was not able to enjoy things in life anymore, things that I loved before propecia, and I didn't know what was happening to me. I began to be very aggressive against my girlfriend for no reason, and I was yelling at her sometimes for no reason or little things. I was never like that in my whole life, and I was never mad or aggressive against other people, and especially not against the love of my life. Sometimes I was yelling at her, and 2 minutes later I was crying. I was a real, real mental mess. So she went to my parents and talked with them about me. My parents thought I was taking some hardcore drugs secretly, but I have never taken any drugs in my life except for propecia. I had a really hard time getting my parents to believe that I had never taken any hard drugs since I had changed so much. My 6 months on propecia and Christmas time had come. On Christmas, I was depressed, anxious, and aggressive at the same time. Things were very bad, and I started flipping out on Christmas morning, again for little things and no reason, and my girlfriend went away to her parents. So I was alone at home, and I turned off my phone because I wanted to be alone on Christmas without my parents, without my girlfriend, and without my friends. I had already become a much different person. My girlfriend came home again a few days before New Year's and told me to forget 2012 and to focus on making everything better in 2013. She told me she still wanted to marry me in thought I was overworked the last year. So the new year had come and it was month 7 on propecia. I started to have a very difficult time concentration at work. The other symptoms were also getting much worse and I began having very bad erection problems. So I went back to talk to the dermatologist why I have sexual problems after 9 months. He said my symptoms were normal for someone on propecia, and then since I still had side effects, the problems had not to be something other than propecia. So my life was falling apart, and I had no idea what was causing it. I was depressed, anxious, crying all the time. I never hung out with my friends anymore, but I had no motivation in my life anymore. My boss at work got angry at me because I had made so many mistakes that I had never made in 6 years, and I was not motivated to do anything. My girlfriend has lived with me in this hell for 11 months, and now she said to me that I was not the same person that she had loved for 9 years, and that she can't live like this anymore. She didn't think I loved her anymore and wasn't interested in having sex with her. She left me. The love of my life left me. I had loved her so much, but was unable to show her that. I had lost my love, my hopes for a future marriage and family were destroyed. I had distanced myself from my best friend that I had known for 10 years. I was alone and I was sick. I was tired. That's when I decided to stop Propecia, because I thought, why does my hair matter in my life if it is destroyed? After 2 weeks, in July 2013, the nightmare really began. I woke up one morning and my genitals were shrinking like a young boy. I was so fatigued I wasn't able to go to work. I took a 1 week break from work to recover. But my body began to feminize. I lost a lot of muscle and began to have fat deposits on my hips. The side effects remained and I was in hell. I was unable to work anymore and I lost my job and my apartment. I had to move back in with my parents' house for the first time in 10 years because I had no energy to do the simplest things. For the first time in my life, I began to think about killing myself. Death seemed like a better option than living this way. So I went and talked to my doctors. None of them believed that Propecia could cause all of these problems. And here I am, 29 years old, with a broken body and no one to turn to for help. The only thing I can hope is that the PFS Foundation can help to find a cure, because I want my life back.
George, I appreciate you sharing your story with us. I know it's not your language. English is your second language. That was a sad story and one that's too common, I think. George, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. So,
is there anything
else? Excuse my poor English. Like you said, it's not my first language, but I wanted to share my story anyway.
George, you said that in an email that you sent to me, I think you told me, that there are many men in Germany that have PFS. Is it true?
Yes, this is true. It already exists in Germany, a forum like Propecia Help. And there are guys that are ill because of PFS, and there are many other guys who I am in contact with who has PFS. This is true, yes. And they are the same horror stories with shrunken genitals and neurological problems and many others, like the people in Propecia Help.
Have you found a doctor that believes in PFS?
No, absolutely not. No. I was to a urologist. And he says to me, PFS is an internet legend. That's not exist. And I was to another doctor, and he says, I spoke with him about Propecia Help, and that there are many men who suffer from PFS, and he said to me, that's not true, and that's all, they are all liars because they want to too Merck to make money from them, and that he don't believe me. No doctor believe me that I have PFS or that I have even problems with Propecia or from Propecia. No one.
Well, George, I don't know what to say. I'm so upset that I have so many men that come on the show and tell the same story, and yet no one wants to listen to us, no one wants to believe us, and no one wants to help us. And you mentioned the PFS Foundation. Do you think that they eventually could help find a cure or at least a treatment for PFS?
Excuse me, how was your question?
The PFS Foundation? Yes. Do you think they are helping men like you and men like me? Do you think they are helping us?
I hope so. It's hard to believe that they can find a cure for me, because I'm suffering so bad from this illness and nothing works for me. I have tried many things now, but really nothing works for me. And I hope so. I hope that the PFS Foundation can make a breakthrough and help all the people who are suffering from PFS. I hope so. I hope from the bottom of my heart. I hope it.
And George, I want to give you encouragement. This is your first year with PFS, or it's been pretty new for you. The second year is much better. The mental side effects get better. For me, they have, and for a lot of men. So please hang in there.
I will try. I will try to hang in there, but I must know, really, I'm suffering so bad. I don't know how I can live with this, like many other years. I don't really know. It's a nightmare for me. I have never imagined that such an illness is possible. It's so unreal. I'm so sad and angry. I cannot tell you my feelings. I have no feelings in reality.
I know exactly how you feel. It's awful. It's a punishment, and we've done nothing wrong. It's the worst kind of punishment that you could give a young man. And all we did was take a drug that we thought was safe. I appreciate your time, George. I know that it's taken a lot for you to share your story, and I want to thank you for coming on and telling the world what's happened to you. Is there anything you would like to say before we end the show?
Yes, I will. I will wish you and all the PFS sufferers all the best, and thank you for your time. And
thank
I
you,
hope
George.
That a cure will come for us.
I hope so too. Thanks, George.
Thanks for tuning in to PFS Global Support, where we offer coping strategies to thousands upon thousands of men afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. We're here to share your experiences across borders and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle PFS and put an end to this growing epidemic for future generations.